Welcome to the Hacking Happy podcast. My name is Penny Lacaso, and I'm the world's first happiness hacker on a bold mission to teach 10 million women how to flourish on their terms by 2025. The Hacking Happy podcast is recorded on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. I'd like to pay my respects to their elders, past and present, and acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. This podcast is designed to help you reignite your spark, supercharge your energy, and channel more of it towards injecting more joy, more presence, more calm, and more meaning into each day. If that sounds like something you could use a little more of, let's get started. Hello, beautiful happiness hackers, and welcome to another episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. We are in the second episode of 2024. Damn, am I excited, because today is the day that I am sharing with you the launch of a beautiful brand new campaign to hopefully connect with your heart and soul and inspire you to take action in a way that is meaningful for you. Well, let's start with my journey around why we're here today and how this concept came about. I used to think I was Wonder Woman. I owned the title so fully that my 40th birthday cake was actually a Wonder Woman cake. I love the fact that my sister used to say to me, "I'm exhausted just listening to how much you try and squeeze into a day." I felt like I was ahead of the game because every waking moment that I spent was full of doing. I worked like a machine. My last boss in my last corporate job, some 9 years ago almost now, told me that my skill set was getting shit done and quickly. I used to work flexibly, which pretty much meant I never switched off. I'd pick up my son after a full day of work, race home, sort his needs, make dinner, put him to bed, and then log onto my computer again so that I could keep checking things off that never-ending to-do list that I had. Busy was my middle name. That was until the day that my then three-year-old son told me he was too busy to hang out with me. It was, to be honest, a mic drop moment. And as they say, from the mouths of babes. It was the moment that I realized there's a reason Wonder Woman is a fictional character who needs superpowers just to get through the day. It's because she's bullshit. Wonder Woman is a poster child for the unrealistic expectations and layers of should that today's woman has placed on herself, along with society feeding those expectations. Don't get me wrong. We can't sit and rest because the voices of should speak so loudly. We spend our days cramming, squeezing, filling, people-pleasing, and trying to look fit and healthy and balanced whilst we're at it. Whilst inside, we feel like we're falling apart and moving further away from what I term our essence, the light that shines within you, further away from the life we truly want to live and the impact we seek to have because, well, we don't really have time for that when we're being Wonder Woman. My son's words were the catalyst for redefining the woman I wanted to show up as and taking action to start practicing being here right now. I let go of Wonder Woman and embraced a new superhero, the present woman. And so off the back of that choice, I no longer choose to hustle and excel in every area of my life all at once, whilst inside quietly falling apart from exhaustion. Instead, I choose to live by prioritizing joy and connection over the need for others to validate how good I am. I no longer chase balance, which feels elusive. Instead, I practice harmony, injecting sacred pockets of time into each day that recharge my mind, my body, and spark a fire in my soul. I no longer say yes to everything, which in reality means a big fat no to self-care and my dreams. Instead, I have clear boundaries and I'm unafraid to deliver a no with kindness because I know it creates the space for the impact I seek to have in this world and the legacy that I want to leave, even if it's a small one. I'm no longer driven by shoulds. They just make me feel shit. I'm driven by wants, wants that align to me showing up as the woman I know I was born to be. I no longer seek control. I practice non-attachment and trust the magic is in the journey. Impermanence lies within everything, and accepting it gives me permission to just let go, especially the things that I cannot change. I no longer spend my days reacting because that's all I have the time to do. I really try to go slower and create the space so that I can invite intention and clarity in and make better quality decisions more often. I no longer see rest as unproductive dead time. I know from my psychology and trauma studies that it is foundational to optimizing my output and how I show up in the world. And I guard my rest daily. I no longer feel like it's never enough and like I'm never enough. Instead, I ask myself daily, what would self-compassion look like for me today? And then I act on how my body tells me it needs to be fed. I'm not perfect. I'm beautifully flawed. And I embrace the fact that choosing to be a present woman is absolutely a freaking practice. It is a practice. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. But as the years, especially as the years of Wonder Woman conditioning take a long time to unlearn. But the reality is I'm well on my journey and it started with a simple choice. I make a conscious choice every day to step into those present woman's shoes because I want to make the most of this one wild and wondrous life that I have and be so damn present within it so that I can make the most of the magic micro moments that sit within each day but were invisible to me when I was in my Wonder Woman phase. I'm just going to interrupt for a moment and ask you, do you long to be more present, especially with the ones you love, but you don't know where to start and you're not confident you can do it alone? Are you ready to surrender the exhausting layers of should and step into reconnecting with what truly makes you feel joyful, provides you with meaning, and allows you to feel more alive? If the answer is a hell yes, the Present Woman Challenge was made for you. A 14-day challenge designed to empower you to reclaim your mindset, recharge your soul, and cultivate lasting joy and connection. Think sustainable, evidence-based action delivered to you in bite-sized pieces to reduce the mental load and connect you into the moments that matter more often. For all of the details and to secure your spot, check out the link in show notes. Now, back to our podcast. I want to be a role model for my son and show him what it looks like to live a fulfilled and joyful life that positively impacts the lives of others. Because if there's one thing I have learned on my journey, it's that kids don't listen to what you say. They watch what you do. Now, whilst I made my choice a while ago to bin my Wonder Woman alter ego, I know for a fact that many of the women who follow me, who listen to this podcast, who subscribe to my mailing list or reach out to me for coaching are suffering from what I term Wonder Woman syndrome. They want out, but they don't know how or where to start. And they're also not wanting to go the journey alone. If you're suffering from Wonder Woman syndrome, you feel like you're never present in life because you're constantly making to-do lists in your head around all the things you should be doing that you're not doing because you're in the present moment. You have a relentless inner critic that is constantly reminding you of how you are not doing enough and how you should be doing better rather than acknowledging any of the progress you've made. You don't know how much is enough, which leaves you striving for a goalpost that is determined by comparisonitis, comparing yourselves continually to other people who are quite likely at different life stages to you and have different capacities, support networks, partners, children. God damn it, who knows? This leaves you striving for a goalpost that just moves further into the distance the closer you get to it. You've become really good at walking over your body's warning signals, signals like feeling teary, triggered, numb, and disconnected from yourself and others more often than you would like. And to top it off, it's likely you feel exhausted no matter how much sleep you've had. You spend your week operating in robot mode only to get to the weekend and prepare yourself and the family for another week in robot mode. It feels like a journey toward moving further away from yourself and the joy that you want in life. You feel like people are getting what's left of you rather than the best of you. And let's face it, there isn't much left. These are not signs of a healthy and joyful woman. They are signs of a woman who is normalized operating in overdrive at the sacrifice of self and her dreams. Now, it's for all of these reasons, and here's the thing, all of what I just shared with you, I didn't make up myself. These are the words that have come from interviewing 200 plus amazing, inspiring, professional women who are just normalizing this overdrive. So for all of these reasons, it's for all of these reasons that I'm giving you a choice in 2024. Who do you want to show up as this year? Wonder Woman or the present woman? Because the reality, my friend, is you get to choose. And the best time to make that choice is freaking now. So for those of you who want to choose, like I have, the practice of the present woman, but don't know how to make it happen, perhaps don't know where to start and equally don't want to go the journey alone, I'm here to tell you, you do not have to. I want to help you in making that shift now. Rather than racing into another year with grand plans and insanely full days, I want to create the space for you to show up as the woman you want to be in a simple and supported way, and do it now. It's why I'm not offering a goal setting or a strategic planning session like everyone else to start your year. Because you know what? I'm guaranteeing you've already got enough on your plate and you're probably not going to get to all the things that you want to do. It's just going to add more overwhelm. I want to instead give you the opportunity to transform your tomorrow by embracing today. And to do that, I'm offering you what I'm calling the Present Woman Challenge, which is running from February 12th to 25th this year, 2024. The Present Woman Challenge is a 14-day challenge designed to empower you to practice presence and reclaim your mindset, recharge your soul, and cultivate lasting joy and connection in the process. Think sustainable, evidence-based action delivered to you in bite-sized pieces to reduce the mental load and connect you into the moments that matter more often. Here's a little of what you can expect when you invest in the Present Woman Challenge. You'll get daily micro-challenges that are delivered to you via an exclusive WhatsApp group. Now, these challenges are wrapped in inspiration and equally self-compassion. Each challenge is designed to help you define presence on your terms because it looks different for every single one of us and inject more of it sustainably into each day. You'll also get direct access to my relatable and evidence-based flourishing expertise. You can drop your questions about presence in the WhatsApp group at any time during the challenge, and I will respond via a voice or video note within 24 hours. Now, you'll also get accountability because science tells us when we commit to showing up, we are more likely to act on our intentions. So, to support you in your journey and progressing towards being a more present woman or the practice of presence, you can simply use the WhatsApp group to share daily that you've completed your micro challenge, empowering you to practice more presence more often. Now, the other thing you'll get is a beautiful and supportive tribe. I freaking love running these challenges. So many women don't want to be alone when they're journeying through change, and you don't need to be. So together, we create a safe space for growth in the service of showing up as the present woman you long to be. Together, we celebrate our progress and cheer each other on as we tick off each present micro challenge. So, my friend, here is my offer to you. If you're ready to do 2024 differently and release the mental load of trying to be Wonder Woman and instead embrace the freedom, the joy, and the connection that comes with choosing to be the present woman, check out the link in the show notes and join me for just $47 AUD on the Present Woman Challenge. I would absolutely love to journey with you. Until next time, my beautiful friend, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now. Thanks for joining me on today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. Reviews are so important to empowering more beautiful humans just like you to lead wholehearted and flourishing lives. If you enjoyed your listen, I'd love if you could take a moment to leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. If there was something that resonated from this conversation, I invite you to take a screenshot and share your thoughts on social media. Tag me in so I can respond. If you've got a friend you feel needs to hear this episode, copy and paste the link and drop them a message now. It might be exactly what they need. Until next time, happiness looks good on you.